Grab your bat microphone, it's time to start the show. Like a court of owls, the mystery is starting to grow. Let there be no debate, it's about to begin. Keen like Bruce Wayne, quick like Tim Drake, fierce like Damien. Grab your headphones, listen up, you know you love it. Drop the facade. Like the Dark Knight Detective, they've got some perspective. They're a pure crime-fighting collective. It's the Bat Pod.
Welcome to the Bat Pod. My name is Bill Beer. And joining me, as always, Joey Galvez.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good. It's going real good. Tonight, we're doing a bonus episode. And the bonus episode is going to be on Batman number 59. And almost the exact opposite of what happened with 58, where I read it first and I texted you and said, you gotta read this.
Yeah.
You texted me and you're like, you need to read this as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. This one was a big one. This one was so good.
There are no words. This, I said last issue was probably my favorite of the run so far.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This blows that away.
We are a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network.
The Bat Pod is a spoiler podcast. Please read the comics we're reviewing so you can enjoy the show.
Let's go over the creative team. And your writer is Tom King. Your artist and cover is Mikkel Janine. Your color artist is Jordi Belair. Your letterer is Clayton Cowles. Variant cover by Francisco Mattina. Associate editor Brittany Holzer, editor Jamie S. Rich, and Batman created by Bill Finger with Bob Kane.
I love that you put his name first.
Yeah, he deserves it. He hasn't been there only a small amount of time, so why not? So this issue starts right where 58 left off.
Yeah.
Batman confronting the Penguin. And you know, I said last issue that I thought Batman figured out what was going on. Well, he didn't. He didn't know it was Bane until the Penguin. From what I got here, he's telling him that it was Bane.
Okay.
Batman doesn't really believe him in the one conversation. Yeah. He says, Bane is in Arkham. He's in a cell. He's incapacitated.
Yeah, true. Yeah. He's telling him, I don't believe you.
The way this issue is set up, you have the conversation with the Penguin, and you have Batman going to confront Bane in Arkham.
Yeah, I love the way the pacing in this. You know, you kind of throughout the book, you see the conversation playing out almost simultaneously as you see what's happening in the future. And then you see him going into Arkham. And this is awesome where he confronts the police officers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. According to the Penguin, everybody is with Bane. There isn't anybody at Arkham that's not. So all the guards there at Arkham, but he's like, really? They're all holding like guns and they're like, really? You want to fight me? You fight me, you're getting a boot in the face. And he takes out one guy and that's like, everybody else is just like, lets him pass.
He says, right now, each of you has a choice to make. Do I pull that trigger and get a bat boot shoved through my face?
Well, I tell you, the one thing that was, that seemed, I wouldn't say off, but when he first went into the room, I didn't know that that was Bane.
Yeah, I had that same feeling.
You know, we haven't seen him since that arc where he went and basically headbutted him and took him out.
Yeah.
But basically, he was reduced, as far as anybody knows, that he's been reduced to, like, you know, he's asking for his mother. He still thinks he's in Santa Presca.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's begging Batman to stop hitting him, and Batman says, okay, I know what's going on here, so he's just going to beat it out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, Gordon comes in and tells him, you know, he's been in here the entire time. We have him under surveillance. He's not left his cell.
Which we all know isn't true. Isn't right. True. Yeah. But something big happens in this book. It's exactly what Bane wanted.
Uh-huh.
Batman, over the years, has worked closely with Gordon. They've been sort of friends, I don't know. They're on, like, he calls him Jim.
I guess that's kind of a first name basis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jim can't call him Bruce, obviously.
No, but Batman is so frustrated that Bane is like this whimpering little wimp or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
Gordon's like, calm down. He says, we've had him under surveillance, video surveillance. I've surveilled him personally.
Yeah.
And Batman just breaks. He punches Jim Gordon.
Oh, man, that was so crazy when I saw that for the first
punch.
Time.
Punch. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, we never seen anything like that before. He just lost it.
Blood spurts out of his mouth. His glasses go flying. He hits the floor. Batman is just, he's out of control. And I think that's exactly what Bane wanted. He fractured, he broke, and he beat Batman mentally, emotionally, with everything that he's brought in, against him. His, you know, he broke up his marriage. He broke up his, you know, his relationship between his son, you know, by getting him shot. And now with a good friend that, and his partner, he's getting rid of every single relationship that Batman has.
Yeah. And as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, this isn't really Bane. This is just somebody that Bane has. It's his double.
Yeah.
It's his double. So you see him laying on the slab as the doctors are checking out Bane at the very end. And then the last panel, you have a little smile coming from Bane.
Yeah.
This was all set up.
That, you know, at that moment there, that this is definitely Bane. I had that same feeling. I was like, you know, is this really Bane? You know, he's got the build for it, but is this really him? I've never really seen him without his mask. Dean, he's acting like he's broken himself until that last panel.
Oh, it definitely is. And you know what? Bane, over the years, he started out right before Nightfall. He is a very smart, very strong villain. His strength doesn't necessarily just come from, you know, his brute strength. His mind is one of his strengths. And, you know, he hasn't always been written that way. I think the Batman and Robin movie where he grunted didn't help him any. You know, he just wasn't written the way he was meant to be written. Uh-huh. This is the way that I imagine Bane would be.
Yeah, this Bane here has depth.
He's such a good character. He's such a good villain. Uh-huh.
And I have to agree with you, though, because this Bane is cool, collective. He's 100 steps ahead of everybody.
Like, he's been planning this for years.
Yes.
You know?
And he knows how to execute it perfectly.
Let me see if this makes sense to you.
Okay.
I almost think that he had Penguin doing these jobs. Because he knew at some point the Penguin was going to say, especially after he killed his wife, that he was going to go to Batman. Because Bane planned for Batman to come after him in Arkham. This was all planned out. So Gordon sees his vigilante, his friend, crack.
Oh, yeah.
Can that relationship ever be repaired?
I don't know. He threatened, if you don't get out of there now, you know, I'm going to send every single GCPD officer after you. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to call the Justice League.
I tell you what, this seems like a low point for Batman at the moment, but we still have, this is 59. We still have 40 plus issues.
How many times can Batman be broken?
What else can be done?
We asked that same question a couple of issues back. You know, what else can happen? And, There's more. There was more here, right? I'm sure there's going to be even more in the future.
What we've had here is a slow burn up to this point. Because I remember us talking right after issue 50. I think it was the arc after 50. And it's like, okay, they showed Bane in 50. When are we going to get something else? And I think that was us being impatient. Because if you have a 100-issue arc, I don't care what writer you are, you can't tell your story in the first 20 issues. I mean, realistically, how many 100-issue arcs have there ever been that the same writer is on for 100 issues and he's telling one story? I don't know if that's ever been done.
I'm not quite sure. I can't remember.
I know Peter David was on The Incredible Hulk way back when for a long time, and I remember reading that. But there were several different. It wasn't like one long general story.
And not anybody in the modern age, I don't believe. You know, you got old school guys.
I mean, you had Scott Snyder, but his story, you know, was different arcs, but it wasn't an overall arcing story.
One story, many different arcs. Yeah. Tom King is is a lucky guy for DC to be, you know, throwing all their money in his hat.
Well, I don't know. If I would grade his overall, you know, run, and we don't usually do grades on here.
Oh, you're going to do a grade?
No. I'm just saying that, you know, there's some arcs in there that really aren't very good.
Yeah, I mean,
in the first 59 issues, there are some that I've disliked. The best ones that I've liked come after 50, to be honest. I did like the first arc, the I Am Gotham arc.
Uh-huh.
We haven't seen in a very long time, we haven't seen Gotham Girl, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the sole motivation to go after Psycho Pirate. That was the sole motivation to try to cure her, and she's kind of disappeared.
In 50, can you think back to issue 50 and all those people that we saw standing next to Bane? Are we going to see all of them kind of play out coming against Batman in the future?
I would imagine. I mean, can you imagine when Thomas Wayne comes up against him again?
Right. That's what I want to see. We saw him a little bit in the last issue.
Gotham Girl? I mean, there's the Joker, of course, but...
And in your favorites, Evil Skeets.
Yeah. I don't know where they're going with that. No, really, I don't have any idea.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this issue was so awesome, man. I was really excited when I read it.
You know, you have your Batman villains, your top five or top ten, and I never thought, at least lately, I never thought him being in, like, the top ten. I don't know if he was a guy that I would mention as of late. Nightfall's been out for over 20 years. It's been over 20 years since that story was told.
Nightfall, yeah. And I think that's one of your favorite ones, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely one of my favorite ones out there. You read a story like this and you're like, okay, give me 60. I think we're going to see repercussions of his actions of maybe hitting Gordon or the police.
Oh, yeah,
are
maybe.
The Gotham City PD going to come after him now, do you think? Or
yeah, are they? I don't know. That'd be an interesting one, right? To see GCPD coming after Batman.
I don't really know where this is going, but I'm looking forward to it.
There's so many different layers to this one. You got Bane acting as if he's broken and he's got some form of PTSD. And then you've got Penguin, on the other hand, where Penguin is completely broken himself. He's even talking about suicide there for a little bit. And he's completely done. He's ready for...
Yeah, he's like, if you arrest me for these murders... They'll find my body in Arkham.
Right. Yeah. And he's ready. He's ready to die. And he's like, you know, I lost everything. The one thing that I, you know, that I held dear in this world is dead. This is my wife. And I have nothing else to live for.
Penguin wasn't one of the ones standing in Arkham. I'm just curious what some of the others are, you know, what are they doing? What are the little things that I like to see the inner pieces of the whole thing. And I hope we get that.
I don't know if you heard, but Tom King is going to be absent from 64 and issue 65. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that.
So he's going to be absent from those two issues, and I guess he's going to be doing a little arc with Josh Williamson with The Flash or whatever, a little crossover.
Yeah, it did sound like that it was a story that they already discussed and planned, so I don't think it's
correct.
You know, it's a crossover with The Flash. I don't know exactly what's going to happen in that story. I didn't read the solicits for that or anything, but it should be very interesting.
I just hope that this story doesn't kind of lose its traction a little bit.
I don't think it will for two issues. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been giving us breadcrumbs. I mean, the smallest of crumbs. And once in a while, we'll get a bigger crumb. This is almost like a piece of cake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, or a little cupcake. Let's say it's a little cupcake. And we eat that cupcake, and that cupcake tastes so good. And you're like, you want more, but all you got is crumbs.
Yep. That's a good one. Yeah. Hey, man, look, how about this artwork? I'm looking at that page there where Batman grabs Bane's head. How awesome is that when he gives him that headbutt?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. We did see that before where he gave him a headbutt and says, I am Batman. You know,
that's why he's doing it here.
Well, that's the only thing that seemed a little corny to me.
Man, I'm talking about the artwork. I'm not.
I know, the artwork is awesome. The artwork is awesome. But the actual scene where he says, I'm trying to get you to say I am Bane so I can headbutt you and say I'm Batman. And it'll sound cool.
Yeah.
We've already seen that. That's the only thing. It was like, yeah, that's a little cheese there.
That dialogue's a little little cheesy. True.
That's the only place I really found a little fault in.
But I do love that all those panels there, you know, Batman's cape, it's all long and behind him and dragging on the floor. That middle panel where he's grabbing his head and he's looks like he's got this anger in his face and he finally headbutts him.
And I'll be honest, you know what really seems weird to me? Is to see Gordon. I mean, it's still, we've seen it for the last, 7 years. We see Gordon with his reddish brown hair.
Uh-huh.
But before then, he's always had white hair.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's still kind of weird to me to see, you know, him with no gray or white or anything like that. But I've been thinking about this a little bit. We were talking about the Robins, our last episode. We have Damian and Red Robin. And none of them are like, you know, Dick got shot, doesn't have his memory. Don't you think they would come running back to Gotham to help out or to see if he needs any help or anything like that? I mean, they're like missing in action. That seems a little odd to me. He has Alfred, but we don't get too much interaction with anybody else in the Bat family.
Yeah, you really don't know where either of the Robins are, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not reading, like, Teen Titans, or the Super Sons book, I mean, you don't even see Damian. They don't even mention Damian in here.
Yeah, I think that is a little weird.
And if you think about it, all the way back to the New 52 started, how many times have you seen Damian at all in a Batman book?
Yeah.
You haven't.
Yeah, it is a little weird, but, you know.
That's kind of odd to me. But then he was in the Batman and Robin book.
Oh, okay.
Of course, when the New 52 started. But he wasn't in the Batman book.
I think that's a little weird as well.
This was an interesting issue. We had to, just because our last recording was going to fall on Thanksgiving, recorded early before this book dropped. So next episode, there were going to be two issues of Batman. So we had to get it out. We talked about doing this even before we read it, but then after we read it, we're definitely like, we have to record and talk about this book. There's just so much going on that I have to talk about it. So what'd you think of the cover?
That variant cover was really cool.
Yeah, the variant cover I really liked. The cover it has on a Dark Knight criminal. But the variant cover, you see Bane with his Venom. Penguin.
Oh yeah, that one's awesome.
Batman sitting on a gargoyle. That was pretty awesome. And I do like
you
know that opening scene? You know how the credits are in movies or TV shows when the action starts to roll and the credits? It's almost like a movie type, you know, at the beginning where you see the credits.
Yeah.
And he walks up to Arkham.
This one definitely had a movie pacing. I really liked it a lot.
There's been another way that Tom King writes that I don't necessarily love. This I rather enjoyed. But the other way that he writes, he has like, let's say it's a six-panel grid or something like that. And he's telling one story on one side of the page. And on the other, he's telling something that somebody's doing similar. And I don't care for that as much. But this I liked. I like where, you know, you have a scene and then you jump to another scene and back.
Yeah, this one was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to add about this particular issue?
I think we talked about it all. It was really good. You know, next to issue 50 and then next to the issue where we saw Dick Grayson get shot, I think this one might kind of top those ones for me at least. I just want more books like this one. Excite me. Get me into it.
I think we only might get a few of these as it goes on. Give a few breadcrumbs, as I said, and then hit you with one of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This was awesome. I liked it a lot.
So, as always, we're part of the NerdyLegion.com podcasting network. Head over to NerdyLegion.com and check out all those great podcasts. If you'd like to be part of the podcast, we have an email. You can send us an email or send us an audio clip. It's batpodpodcast@gmail.com. We are on Twitter. I am at GothamKnight13. The show is at PodBat.
And I'm at JoeyGalvez84.
And we do have a show voicemail. If you'd like to call and leave us a message, we'll put it right on the podcast. That number is 410-449-0650. We are on iTunes. If you'd like to give us an iTunes review, we'd really appreciate it. We're also on Google Play and Stitcher. Was there anything else you wanted to add to this particular episode?
I always want to send everybody over to the batpod.com. Go check out some really cool reviews, some really cool stuff up there. And, you know, just support us over there at the batpod.com.
Awesome. Some good stuff happening over there. We'll be back in about a week with a regular episode. Same bat time, same bat channel. We will see you later.